God, it's you. I thought maybe David Gilmour was having a stroke.
You know those rolled up balls of rage at the end of your arms? You could use those to knock on doors.
Who are you?
Who am I? Who are you?
This is Lizzie, Carl's niece. She's visiting for the weekend.
Oh, where's Carl?
He's at the hospital.
It's classic Uncle Carl, huh? He's just never there for anybody.
Only his suffering patients.
Lizzie and I were having a jam sesh. Lizzie, this is Loudermilk.
Wow, what a horrible name.
Wow, what a horrible kid.
Okay, so go on. Loudermilk, how do we sound? Give us your professional rock critic opinion.
Okay. Over here you got musicians who are good, they sound good. Here you got musicians who sound bad, and they're bad, but, they've got potential.
So we have potential.
Let me finish. Over here you have some musicians that are just completely hopeless. That's you guys.
He's just joking, honey.
What do I care? He thinks R.E.M.'s Monster album was an outrage. Noise is what he called it.
I called it noise?
You said it was clunky.
Well, yeah, it is clunky. Especially it's clunky if you compare it to the previous two albums, which are both masterpieces, right? You're gonna explain the distortion to me, which I get for a song, but it's there for the whole damn album? And the lyrics are Hollywood as because it sounds like Stipe had just... Hey, how do you know what I said about that?
I read your book.
What's your name?
Lizzie.
Lizzie, you read my book?
Yes, do I have to repeat everything twice to you?
Okay, well, it looks like we have some practicing to do, so yeah, see ya.
All right, hey, listen, forget what I said earlier, okay? Just keep it up. You know, when George Harrison was your age,
he was already a virtuoso guitarist, never mind.
And when John Lennon was your age, he was already dead.
Seven-second delay will be coming along momentarily. Final set recap. Something new from Fantastic Furniture called Change My Mind. Something new from Pale Blue Eyes. It's called New Boots. FSK, we'll call it Freiwillige Selbstkontrolle or something like that. I'm not going to push my German on the title. Meadow House did Risky Old Business. Cafune. I'm not doing real well here on the pronunciation of any of these bands. The Moment from their album Bite Reality. Moes Allison from Backcountry Suite. Early Moes. There's a lot of instrumental Moes on his early records. Great piano player. Just great. And always had great rhythm sections with him as well. We heard I Thought About You from Moes Allison. Thanks to Gus Bodenheim for dropping by for a couple of monologues this afternoon. Thank you for listening. As mentioned, I might be at Monty Hall on Friday night for the first and probably last ever WFMU DJ comedy night. I will not be doing comedy. I will be doing a short video presentation about Shuby Taylor, the human horn. But because we're having plumbing issues in the building, tomorrow Ken will decide whether he's going to go forward with the show on Friday or postpone it. And if you did buy tickets, they will certainly be honored if the show is postponed. Again, stay tuned for 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy, followed by 21 Lounge with Don Fleming. Then you got Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky, and then Sydney from 9 to midnight, followed by DJ Pero Caliente. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. And now joining us from beautiful downtown Madison, New Jersey, the host of 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman.
Hey, my friend. How are you?
Great. You sound really tinny, but good to have you with us.
Wait, yeah. Hold on.
No. Don't mess with anything.
No. Hold on.
No. Please. Please don't adjust anything.
Is it better?
What?
Is this better?
Oh, my God.
You're
fine.
I wish I was there with you in person.
So do I.
Because I've never flushed a toilet the way you guys are flushing your toilets.
Oh, it's great. You know,
What are the mechanics of your flushing procedure?
We have two pitchers in the bathroom and then a big bottle of bottled water. And you fill up the two pitchers and then you pour the two pitchers of water into the upper tank. See,
yes.
We pour water in the upper tank. I realize that that's where you usually relieve yourself. But we pour the water in the upper tank.
Well, I do it because I'm a comedian. That's why I do that.
Yeah.
It's so damn funny.
I know. I can imagine.
Yeah. It's why I don't close the bathroom door. What would the point of doing that? What is that called? An upper decker? Well, there's a word for it.
Yes. Yes, it's called an upper decker.
What would be the point of doing an upper decker and having the door closed? It's like, it's a joke.
Well, this is what people used to call you before you became king of the zingers. You were known as king of the upper decker.
So there's a big pitcher of water. Oh, I can't wait to come to, how many people will be coming to the big comedy show on Friday?
A lot of people bought tickets. And
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to make the call by 10:30 tomorrow morning whether or not it's canceled.
That depends on the Jersey City Water Department?
Yeah, who are a huge multinational French company, by the way. Veolia.
Wait, it's a private company?
Yeah, Jersey City subcontracted to Veolia. And you have to – it's not Veolia's fault. They only have 250,000 employees. So, you know, it's not like...
I'm sorry, if it's a private company, don't they have a phone number, for example?
Oh, yes.
A phone number that you could call.
Yes. They do have a phone number, and when we call them...
You're too busy pouring water into the toilet to call them?
No, I call them, and they answer in French. And then you start complaining, and they just laugh at you in French and hang up. Are you still with me?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ken.
No, they don't.
Who can we blame for this?
Well, there is the original company, whose name I shall not mention.
You mean the one that was doing the work last week?
Yeah, but I found out that they had the people who really broke the pipe.
Yes.
Were the subcontractors. They weren't even the subcontractors. They were two levels below the internet company that I had arranged with to come and move a new internet connection into the front.
Were those guys licensed?
Oh, I don't know. They really didn't speak English. So I have no idea. Unlike the water company, who do speak English, but when you call them, all they tell you is, we know about your problem. We'll get there when we can. That's literally what they say. Even when the fire department, you know, screams at them about this being a public safety issue, blah, 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 they don't care.
But they know about the problem, Ken.
Yeah, but they
only... What else could you ask for?
They only have $50 billion in annual revenue, Andy. You have to understand, they have their priorities.
So sorry, buddy. And what's going to happen to our night? Yeah, I've been calling a Friday night show the night of three laughs. I think that's a good name for it. and then after the third laugh, we should just come on stage and say, thank you. Good night. Thanks for coming. We will guarantee you three laughs on Friday.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. That's our personal guarantee.
Well, 10:30 tomorrow morning, I'll make the call whether or not we're canceling it or not. Basically, if there's no water by 10:30 tomorrow morning, then I am canceling.
And what will you do? You'll send emails out?
Yeah, we'll refund everybody their money. We'll take their laughs away. Oh, no, they haven't had their laughs yet, so we don't have to refund the laughs.
This is why I love you, Ken. Yeah. Man, I thought my job was terrible. You have a worse job.
Well, you were talking to the president of CBS.
I was. To be more accurate, she was talking to me.
Okay. And she had some thoughts about your little TV show.
She did. She did, and she wasn't shy. She's a very bright woman, very nice woman, very pleasant woman, but she's not shy at all about expressing her thoughts.
And what were some of her thoughts?
She wanted me to do better.
Do better?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Meaning what exactly?
I'm already like working at a 60% of capacity. I don't know what the hell she wants from me.
And what did she mean by that? Funnier? I mean, what did she mean?
Yeah, she wanted me to be funnier.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
But she couldn't say.
I don't know.
She couldn't say make the script funnier. She had to say, "You can do better, Andy."
She's a very bright woman. She didn't say you can do better. She, you know, it was a call I couldn't miss.
Right.
And that's why I'm not with you in person.
I sympathize. I just
that's one reason why I'm not with you in person. The other reason I'm not with you in person is I can just push the handle down on my toilet here and take care of business.
Well, that's what we do too. We push the handle down.
No, you don't.
We're not animals. We don't pour the water into the bowl. We pour the water into the upper tank, and okay. Then we press the handle.
Congratulations. You've successfully taken a dump. Now the ordeal begins. Please follow the following instructions.
Yeah, pour two. Well, you know, if you take a dump, I have to say, don't tell the rest of the staff this, Andy.
Yeah.
But the instructions that I gave out.
Yeah.
Were for number one.
That's they were?
Two pitchers. Yeah, two pitchers is for a number one. Don't tell anybody. But if it's a number two,
yeah,
you probably want to use three pitchers.
And if it's number three, that's like a three-man problem.
Isn't oh, that's you like
need,
five.
You're gonna need two friends in there with you.
No, then you need an entire 5-gallon bottle.
Yeah, you got to get that hose up the stairs.
5 gallons.
Oh, Ken, my beautiful Ken, what am I going to do with you? So, while we actually have sort of an interesting show.
Yeah.
This was, I should say, this was Evan's idea, my son Evan. Sometimes Josh contributes idea, Molly's contributed ideas. You know, now that you mention it, Rachel and Julie have never stepped up.
They're
no
haven't?
Help at all. No, they're
but,
no help at
but
all.
But they've been on the show a few times.
Exactly.
They have lent some interesting stories. Like there was the time you tied Julie up at the dinner table.
Well, that was a while ago. They offer moral support. They say things like, keep going, Daddy. Don't despair, Daddy. Don't give up, Daddy.
They don't say, you can do better, Daddy.
I guess they do. They assure me that nobody's listening. Nobody important is listening, which is good to hear every once in a while. Nobody important is listening. That's going to be my mantra every time I'm on the air with you.
We've had some important people listening.
Yeah, sure we have. Important's a funny word, isn't it?
It is a very funny word.
Okay. Now, but we do have a good show. So here's the idea for the show. This was Evan's idea, and you signed off on it.
Yes.
So right now it's 6:10. At 6:52... Right about 40 some minutes, we're going to hand over the airways for 5 minutes to one lucky listener. If you want 5 minutes of airtime at 6:52, you can, what can they do? That you can read your manifesto, right? You can filibuster about any subject if you have some opinions about news of the day, current events. You can play live music if you have your guitar, if you've written a couple of songs that you want to share. If you have a tape of your band, we'd like to hear that.
Well, they can't do that.
Can't they do that?
There are some limitations.
No, they can play their band. They can hold the phone up if they want.
They can't curse, obviously.
Well, they can't curse, yeah.
Yeah. They can't promote their own stuff. So if they're in a band, they can't just feature their band.
If they're in a band, they can't play their own band?
Nope.
And how about, can you play your boyfriend's band if you're a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so those are the rules. And What are some other rules?
There's some other rules, but we'll cross that bridge if we need to.
And your conversation can't meander pointlessly for 5 minutes while you search in vain for a punchline or a laugh, because that's what I do. That's my shtick.
Oh, they can do that. I think, no, they're allowed to do that.
So what we're going to do for the next 35 minutes is we're going to consider your bid. If you're interested in
your pitch,
if you're interested in 5 minutes of airtime at 6:52,
7 minutes, 7 minutes of airtime.
Well, we have to play our theme song at the end.
So I thought we were going to start at 6:50. We're handing.
Oh,
over.
Let's do that. 6:50, yeah. 7 minutes of airtime. Yeah. When would you ever get an offer like this? 7 minutes of airtime. You do what you want, but you have to sell us first. And Ken and I will decide which of you is most worthy and which of you will be put on the air for 7 minutes. And if Ken and I disagree, our president, Pam, will break the tie. Is that correct?
Correct. She realizes that, unfortunately, she has to listen to the entire show.
Yeah, well, that's the price you pay when you run for president.
Yeah.
What is the phone number people should call, Kenny?
It's 201-209-9368.
I don't think so.
I believe that's it. 201-209-9368.
So it's a new number.
Brand new. Nobody's ever dialed it before. You would be the first.
Brand new. You're so funny.
We changed the website last night at midnight, and we got new phone numbers. So give us a call right now.
And pitch yourself or pitch your boyfriend's band, right?
Right, right.
What else? What are some other ideas?
They could read The Great Gatsby. They wouldn't be able to get through a whole lot of it. But
oh my God! You could read a poem that a girlfriend wrote. You can read a letter that your mother sent you. You can sing an original song, with or without accompaniment. Oh, excuse me. Hey, you want to hear something funny? You know I'm on that Zepbound, that appetite suppression drug.
Oh, you're on Ozempic?
Well, it's a variation of Ozempic. Like it's a Zepbound.
Ouija Boy?
I wanted, those were not expensive enough. I found the more expensive option.
Oh, so which one are you on?
It's called Zepbound. Zepbound. And you want to know an interesting side effect?
Yes.
I'll tell you, for one thing, I don't have the compulsion, the urge to smoke cigars anymore. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not gambling on my little DraftKings app the way I used to.
Whoa.
But luckily, it has not suppressed my appetite for attention, for drawing attention to myself.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But I have heard that it lowers it lowers alcohol consumption.
Yes, it's used for that too. Yes, any compulsion you have, it seems to help with. I think gambling, even, at least in my case. So it's like a miracle drug.
Wow. And how much weight have you lost?
I'm losing about a pound a week. Hey, you want to hear something else
funny?
Well,
a pound a week is that's how much you could normally lose on a normal diet.
Yeah, but now you don't have to diet. It does the dieting for you. You don't want to hear another side effect, and this is more a gift, really, to me and to Bethy. I have a little acid reflux now. I've been burping a lot.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm, you know what? I'm digging it. I'm digging it the most. People forget how much fun burping is.
It is. It is fun. Have you been able to, have you learned how to talk while burping?
I can sing the Star Spangled Banner. I can burp the Star Spangled Banner.
Can we hear you do that right now?
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, well, would I get my 7 minutes? Would I win the time slot?
And not a single person is entering the 7 minutes.
Oh, my God. All you have to do is call now and enter the sweepstakes, and you would probably win. No one else is calling. We're at 201-209-9368. So nobody wants 7 minutes of airtime.
Apparently not.
We have over 150 listeners at any given time.
No way. We don't have 150. Oh, listen to
you. I can assure you that no one important is listening.
Well, Pam, she's president of a radio show.
You should put that up above the soundboard. Relax, period. No one important is listening.
That's not so, though. We have had some important people listening.
No, we never have.
I'm sure we have. I can't name them, but I'm sure that somebody of some importance at some point listened.
Well, I'm the most successful person you know, and I don't listen.
Oh, who was... some important people who were listening. Leonard Bernstein used to listen.
Yeah, you're
before he...
not that Leonard Bernstein.
No, seriously, that not Leonard.
Not the composer.
Yeah, the composer, the guy who wrote the music for West Side Story.
He used to listen to WFMU?
Yes.
Oh, Ken. Oh, that is sad. He never listened to WFMU.
He did. He used to listen.
He did. How do you know that?
It's a long, long story.
I dreamt it. I dreamt it.
And it looks like nobody wants the 7 minutes at the end of the show. This is fascinating.
We're offering 7 minutes of airplay. 201-209-9368. Can you read your poem if it's never been published?
Of course you can.
Okay, so it's just not, if it's not, you can't. You can't promote a commercial venture.
Right. You can't promote anything commercial, right.
Okay, but you can read your poem. You can read the first two pages of your failed novel, your sad 400-page novel that's in your desk drawer.
Correct.
You can read a poem your dad wrote to honor your dad. Isn't this the anniversary of his passing? Didn't he die like 9 years ago this week? You can... play a song you wrote. You could play a song your girlfriend wrote.
What about that great poem your dad wrote about you, Andy?
My dad did write a couple of poems.
Yeah. There was a young boy from Haddonfield.
Yeah, that's where he kind of got stuck. He died. He died, actually, with a pen in his hand. His last words on this earth were Haddonfield, Baddonwield, Trackerfield. Like a reel, trying to find a rhyme. 201-209-9368.
Rod and reeled. Why didn't he do rod and reeled?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You couldn't make that. Yeah, if only you had been there, Ken.
He died in vain.
He did. Oh. He did die in vain. Writing, but he died doing what he loved, writing stupid limericks.
I know. I've read a couple of his books of limericks. They really are great.
Thanks. And my mom died doing what she loved.
Which was what?
Dealing drugs. Dealing really? Drugs to the other patients in her nursing home.
Hey, somebody's calling.
I don't believe you.
Oh, a couple of people.
201-209-9368. We're looking for candidates. We're giving away 7 minutes of airtime at the end of our show.
Hi, you're on the air.
I am?
You are. What's your name?
Wow. Has anybody pitched a show yet for that 7 minutes?
No. What's your name?
Michael.
Okay, Michael, what's your idea for 7 minutes?
It's talking about how important it is to archive websites. I've been trying to get people to help archive the Beware the Blog.
Oh,
shut down.
Yeah,
at the end
lots,
of the month.
Lots of people have archived it. I've got some zip files already. Okay, Michael, Andy, do you understand what Michael wants to talk about?
So Michael's going to do, in effect, he's going to make an argument, right, about the importance of archiving websites.
Right. You can't trust the cloud.
Yeah, internet.
You can't trust the cloud. That's going to be what your the title of your little dissertation.
Yeah.
You can't trust the cloud, and Michael, you think you can talk for 7 minutes?
It's either that or talk about tabletop games. Which one would be more interesting?
Which tabletop games?
Well, I mean, I can't give them all away. I got to save my material for the 7 minutes.
That's true.
Well, it sounds like so. If you run out of material, you'll just segue into your tabletop game talk.
You'll recommend
your favorite tabletop game. Michael, I can't wait. I'm pulling for you, buddy. That sounds fascinating.
You're in the lead, Michael.
Yeah, right now you're in the lead. At 6:50, you'll hear Michael's dissertation. You can't trust the cloud. And if he runs out of material, he'll talk to you about how much fun Settlers of Catan is.
Make sure you're tuned in at 6:45 when we start our deliberations, Michael.
I'm always tuned in.
Okay, great.
Okay. Oh, I hope Michael wins. It sounds fascinating.
Thanks, Michael. All right, well, Michael's in the lead. If you would like to make a pitch for 7 minutes of airtime at the end of the show tonight, the phone number is 201-209-9368.
I don't see how anyone could beat that, Ken. I mean, who could top that?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jeff from Lower Baltimore, and I would like to talk about why I think we should add 2 additional days to the week.
Jeff,
to make the week is sort of arbitrary. A year is not arbitrary, obviously, like a rotation around the sun and all that.
No, you're right.
Seven days is arbitrary, and I have a plan for adding 2 more days.
Which would be
Law Day and Due Day, and it would totally change everything and make the world better.
It would. I mean, would they be the new weekends, or are you suggesting a 4-day weekend? Wait, don't tell me.
Here's the deal.
Yes?
Yeah, see, here's the deal. Now, this is where it gets a little dicey, but I'm going to have to ask people, you're going to have to work 6 days, but then you get 3 days off. You get a 3-day weekend.
You get one extra weekend day for just one more work day.
It's a fair trade.
Don't shoot your wad. Wait, don't shoot your wad now.
No, shoot your wad now. Shoot it.
No, Ken. He's given us a taste of what he wants.
Oh, man,
proposal.
I so wanted to see him shoot his wad. Oh, well.
No, don't shoot your wad. But that's a little taste of what Jeff would be offering. He's going to make an argument. It sounds like it's
very rational.
The value
of
rational.
2 more days.
Very rational. Well thought out. And I'm keen to learn more about Jeff's proposal. And so it's Jeff versus Michael. Who will get 7 minutes of our valuable airtime.
Okay, Jeff, make sure you're listening at 6:45. That's when we begin our deliberations.
201-209-9368.
Oh, I'm always listening. I actually love your show, believe it or not. I look forward to this. Call me crazy, but I think you guys are actually funny.
Crazy.
Actually funny.
I crazy.
Call him crazy, yeah. Andy.
I won't call him crazy.
Go ahead, do it.
He's crazy. I'm funny, and my friend Ken is actually funny. We make a beautiful, beautiful pair. Thanks, Jeff. We're at 201-209.
And you're not too jerky. You're usually not too jerky.
I got to bring him home.
That's true.
He has to meet my wife. Yeah.
Usually not too jerky.
Only sometimes.
Thank you, Jeff from Baltimore.
Last week I missed a text message from my daughter, Julie.
What did it say?
It said, "You're being jerky." These are the people that love me the most.
Now, why is that the word? Why is jerky the word?
You know what? I have a theory about that, if you're serious.
Yes, I am.
I think that's the word because sometimes on the radio, I'm a little bit jerky.
You see,
that explains their response.
What they call jerky, I would call obnoxious.
Yeah. That's probably good. I don't think Julie can spell obnoxious. 201-209-9368. Jerky spells itself. If you get to the K, the work's 90% done.
No, that's where there'll be monsters. It's after the K. Is it a Y? Is it an I E?
Yeah. Oh, I want to play Scrabble with you. Hey, on Friday, on the night of 3 laughs, let's just go on stage and play Scrabble.
Okay.
Oh, I hope. Oh, I would challenge Turkey.
I don't believe you and I have ever played Scrabble against one another.
I don't believe so either.
Yeah.
No, we've known each other quite a while, and we've never played Scrabble. I think Scrabble is the only activity we've never indulged in together.
That's true.
That's it. Yeah. That's our bucket list.
We've played Operation. We've played Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, we played Hungry Hungry Hippo.
We've played Battle in Robots.
Okay, let's take the next call. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Stellar Dan. I'm just navigating, but I was told to call WFMU by Michael Haley.
Yeah, what's your name?
Stellar Dan.
Phil Ordine?
Phil Ordine.
Phil Ordine, Andy. Phil Ordine is with us on the line.
Excuse my accent. It's a Delaware accent, so it might sound. I'm going to spell it D-A-N. That's it.
Dan.
D-A-N. Now, Dan, we're offering 7 minutes of airtime later in the show. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Absolutely, yes.
Dan, you're from Delaware.
Well, he might have more interesting qualities.
Between Philly and Baltimore, you've been in Delaware.
I mean, nobody lives in Delaware. That's amazing.
Okay.
They incorporate there, but they don't live there.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Joe Biden is not at all on your radar anymore, Ken.
Well,
he's gone.
He doesn't live there.
He's not only lived there, I think he's died there 3 or 4 times. Dan, what would you like to do with 7 minutes of airtime?
I guess I could just discuss a couple things. Some advertisements that I can read that are pretty much for nothing. They're
ads.
Kind of more like Zen poems.
Okay, ads, Zen poems. Okay.
Okay, couple of things. Okay, ads and Zen poems from Dan.
Ads. Well, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah, no, what you said is fine.
Can you talk about Rehoboth Beach a little bit?
Like, I'll speak a couple words as to Rehoboth Beach for sure.
Okay, Rehoboth Beach.
So just to sum, let's review our candidates right now. The proposals. Right, that have been submitted.
Okay,
you ready,
thank
Ken?
You. Thank you, Dan from Delaware.
Tune in
15 minutes from now when the deliberations begin.
Oh, Dan, I don't think you need to tune in later. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But thank you, Dan.
You don't want to hear, because Rehoboth Beach has these World War II gun turret fortresses.
But how could Dan compete with what Jeff and Michael have put on the table?
Okay, let's review. Michael wants to talk about how you cannot trust the cloud and you should always archive any interesting good websites because you never know when they're going to get taken down. For example, WFMU's Beware of the Blog is getting taken down on September 30th because the company that was hosting it is going out of business.
Really?
Yeah.
And what will be lost to the world forever on that day?
So much, Andy. I don't even know where to begin.
So it's a happy, happy day for us. For civilians.
We are going to
I'm going to be celebrating.
Well, we are still hosting all the audio, but the links to the audio will be lost, as will be the writing and the pictures, and most importantly to you, of course, all the porn. Gone forever.
But the archives will still be up.
The audio, just the audio.
Is there anything we can do about that, or that's just going to stay up?
Well, I'm just keeping it up, and different people are copying it. We're going to have a copy ourselves. The Wayback Machine is apparently making a big copy of it.
That's your apocalyptic plan. Like when the world ends, there will still be last week's show.
Yes. It's like the Library of Alexandria.
How about the show, the gender reveal show we did the week before?
Oh my God, that was so great!
Yeah, will that still be up on the archive?
Oh no, we're not talking about the FMU archives. We host those ourselves. We're talking about the old FMU blog. Different something. That's a different thing.
The old FMU blog. That's what you're scrambling to save?
Yes.
Oh, for the love of God! Okay, fine. Good. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Love of crack.
A noble deed.
Love of crack, please.
You're doing God's work, Ken. Our prayers are with you.
So that's
201-209-9368.
That's Michael's idea. Jeff's idea is his proposal for the 9-day week.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. We waited too long.
Well, just hit redial, honey.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. We're about 15 minutes away from deliberating who gets the last 7 minutes of the show. And you and I are signing off, right, Andy? We're not saying a word.
Yes.
Correct?
Our jobs will be over. We're handing over the show to you at 6:50, 20 minutes. But who will it be? Will it be Michael? Will it be Jeff?
Don't forget Dan from Delaware.
I already have forgotten Dan from Delaware. 201-209-9368.
He's got some poems about Rehoboth Beach that are hilarious.
I actually really enjoyed forgetting about Dan from Delaware.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Sam the Appraiser.
Sam the Appraiser?
Sam, well, you're an old friend of the show. I would love to hear what you propose, Sam.
I will sing a melody, a medley of the song from Fiddler on the Roof.
Sing a medley? Wow.
That would be amazing. You will do what song? Do you begin with the first song, Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah. That one that's like, there once was a fiddler on the roof. And he came down and said, hello. It'll start with that.
Oh, you just made it.
That's not really from the show.
No, I'm kidding.
You just made a strategic error.
Come on, sing. Give us a little bit of If I Were a Rich Man. Come on.
Okay. The most important men in town would come to fall on me. They would ask me to advise them, like King Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reptavia, pardon me, Reptavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sam. Fantastic interpretation.
Okay, Sam. Sam's going to do a medley of Fiddler on the Roof. Tune in at a quarter of the hour, and we'll let you know if you won.
Well, who would you vote for now, Ken, if you had to vote?
I'm not saying. I'm keeping an open mind. Until we begin our deliberations, I'm keeping an open mind.
Here's how I would answer that. If somebody put a gun to my head and made me decide right now, here's what I would do. I would pretend I was thinking about the problem. Mm-hmm. And then I jerk my left hand back really quick and swing my left foot around and grab the gun from him. And then throw him to the ground.
What if he had a knife strapped to his ankle?
Good one. Good
thing. Yeah, you didn't think about that.
I'm so glad we had this talk. 201-209-9368.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. We have four candidates for the 7 minutes in heaven that we are awarding to a lucky listener at the end of the show.
Yeah, we're giving away 7 minutes of valuable real estate, valuable airtime.
So we want your pitch for what you would do with 7 minutes. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are. Who's this?
My name is Craig. I'm from New Jersey. Anyway, I used to work at a Boy Scout camp for a few years, and I have quite a few stories to tell, but on the air, I would only tell turtle-related stories, including snapping, turtle fishing, what it takes to remove leeches from a turtle, as well as other miscellaneous turtle stories.
Craig,
how to remove turtle stories? 7 minutes of turtle stories.
And Craig, where was this Boy Scout camp that you spent time at?
It was in New York. I don't want to give you exact information.
And Craig, why are you no longer allowed within 200 yards of that camp?
I'm allowed. I'm a esteemed member of that camp, all right? They still remember me. I got my name on the walls.
Yeah, Craig,
Craig is
doing his new character. It's like he's auditioning for SNL for us.
Craig, what's the derivation of the Boy Scout term Weebelo?
We'll be loyal scouts.
Very good.
Is that a test? Are you trying to?
I think he was trying to trip
you up. He passed, Andy. He really is a Boy Scout.
Yeah, I made it to frickin' Eagle. I still put that on all my resumes.
Frickin' Eagle.
He made it to frickin' Eagle. That's going to be on your tombstone.
Thank you, Craig.
Okay. Well, we'd love to hear it. So it's 7 minutes of turtle stories, including how do you remove leeches from a turtle?
I know how. Salt.
I know how, too.
How?
You call Craig. I don't know how. That's so easy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Brian O.D. from Newark, New Jersey.
Hey, Brian from Newark. What do you want to do for 7 minutes?
Whistle Dixie.
For 7 minutes?
If you say so.
Okay. Seven minutes of Dixie.
Can we get a little taste of it?
I'm just kidding around, guys. I've been listening to FMU since you were on Uppsala campus, so I'll talk to you later.
Okay, yeah, see ya, Brian.
Yeah, you and Bernstein. Wait, hold on. Yeah.
Leonard Bernstein. Yeah. People are going to think you're talking about Woodward and Bernstein. They never listened. Hey, man, where were you when you heard that Robert Redford died?
I was in his hotel room smothering him with a pillow.
How did you know he was dead?
Oh, my God. Ken, don't insult me.
How many movies?
He's 89 years old. Ken.
I know. Ken. You could have set a better challenge for yourself, killing an 89-year-old. Jesus.
I was in a bad mood. I just had stuff to get out of my system.
Who are you going to kill next, Frankie Valli?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you on the air. Frankie Valli.
Dick Van Dyke?
Frankie. Yes, I've waited a long, long time to kill Dick Van Dyke. It just hasn't been perfect. The setup has never been quite perfect enough.
Now is the time. He's 100.
He's never been alone.
He's 101.
I've been following him for years. He's 101?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, you could take him.
I've been waiting. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Love the show.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you, Boom. All right.
I love you. I love you more. Okay, what's your pitch?
So, I'm calling on behalf of my partner.
Okay.
And, she would like to read a poem that she knows verbatim.
Okay.
And I get the beginning of it, and I can read it for you if you'd like to meet me for a little, little teaser.
Is it, what is your name, sir?
Oh, Double G.
Double G, and Double G. What is your partner's name?
Mrs. G. Mrs. Double G.
Mrs. Double G. Okay. And is it an original poem, or is it just a favorite poem of hers?
As far as I know, she remembers it. I don't know if it's original or not.
It's the Ballad of Gunga Din, isn't it?
I'm going to read it, and you tell me.
Okay.
No. Don't read it now. You can read one line of it.
I have a taste of it. It's not the whole thing.
If we voted for you, would she be reading it?
She would be reading it when if we are selected, or she is selected, rather.
Is she there with you now?
Is she here with me now? Yeah, she's here with me now.
Can we hear her voice?
I don't believe
you. Oh, you want to hear her voice?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Hold on one second.
We want to, if she's going to be on the air for 7 minutes.
She's coming right now. She's right here.
Okay, great.
She's a little shy. Come on, honey.
She's on the air. She's right here.
Mrs. Double G. Hi, Mrs. Double G.
Hi.
Hi. What is the name of the poem?
The name of the poem is Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, is it from the movie Bonnie and Clyde?
No, it's from Bonnie herself.
It's the poem she wrote just before they killed her. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Ooh. Oh my gosh! And why does that poem mean something to you?
You know, I memorized it as a child, and it's just always something that stuck with me, and it's something that
I can see why Bonnie Parker would be a great inspirational figure for a child.
Well, it was probably around the time of that Faye Dunaway movie. It was huge.
No.
Well, the Faye Dunaway movie, she recited some of that poem in the movie. Okay, so the Bonnie and Clyde, the poem by Bonnie Parker. And I remember the last line of that poem, Mrs. Double G.
What was it, Andy?
The last line of that poem is, "It was death for Bonnie and Clyde." Is that the last line?
It is.
There was also around that same time a hit single called, I think, The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. Was that the poem?
I don't think so. I imagine that would be original. It would be like Snoopy and the Red Baron. It was just a sort of a song that was piggybacking on the movie.
I see.
Okay, Mrs. Double G, You're in the running. We will be deciding very soon, right, Ken?
Yeah, 4 minutes from now.
It's between Mrs. Double G reading Bonnie Parker's Ode to Bonnie and Clyde, Michael doing his dissertation, Why You Can't Trust a Clown. Jeff will argue that we should add 2 days to the week. Sam will be doing, Sam wants to do a medley from Fiddler. He gave us a little taste of that.
Don't forget Dan from Delaware.
No, we don't remember Dan from Delaware. Craig will be talking about turtles and his experiences as a counselor at camp.
Okay, let's get two more pitches in here. Hi, you're on the air. What's your pitch?
My pitch is this. After listening to station manager Ken's radio show today, my proposal is this. 7 minutes of listening to me do this with a knife on my countertop. Watch this. Check it out. What do you think?
I love it.
Okay. Andy, let me know.
I love it.
What's your name?
Steve.
Okay.
No,
Steve. I mean, my only problem with Steve's proposal is I couldn't hear a single thing he was doing.
You couldn't hear that?
No, what was he doing? He was whacking the countertop, like, between his fingers?
Well, he had a knife, and he was rubbing it against something, and it made a very cool sound.
So it was kind of a threat he was making or something. He didn't like your show this morning.
No, I wouldn't say that. We have one more call, and then we go into the deliberations. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Mark. Mark Trout. Trout Like the Fish from South Jersey originally.
Hi, Mark from South Jersey.
Hi, Mark. Anyway, how would you fill 7 minutes of airtime?
You know, I'm trying to put that together because I'm exhausted. I just drove to California back, but I normally could chatter on like that, no problem. However, I was just thinking of, like, you know, about 31 years ago, I started to travel off and on, and I've got like a whole bunch of like Jack Kerouac stories of my life. I've done it sober, drunk, and sober, and you know, one time a friend of mine found me in a bar in Rochester on a doing the electric slide with a young woman who was an escort services girl with a pager and all kinds of nonsense. But
whoa,
I don't think I can go for 7 minutes.
Well, that story has something for everybody. People that love dancing, people that love whores. It's a story. He has stories about whores and dancing, Ken.
Yeah.
And he has tons of them. He could easily fill 7 minutes.
It sounds like he could.
It does. Yeah. He has great enthusiasm, great energy.
Yeah. I kind of like Mark from South Jersey.
I kind of do, too, and he's from South Jersey. You can't argue with that. I've never met a boring, uninteresting person from South Jersey.
You've probably never met somebody from South Jersey before.
I grew up in South
Jersey. You grew up in Haddonfield. Oh, I forgot. There once was a boy from Haddonfield.
Yeah, I'm
from Woodbury, not too far away.
My dad's last unfinished limerick.
All right, let's take one more call here.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Double D.
Double D?
Double D. You know, that's one of my names, area code 302. You know the rest.
I know Double D. Okay, go ahead.
You know the rest, Ken.
What do you want to do for 7 minutes, Double D?
First, I was going to go into a brief alternate history of Rehoboth Beach.
Okay.
It was founded about 1,000 years ago during a tropical storm. This before they were naming storms, and they don't actually know what category it was, but it was tropical. It wasn't a hurricane quite, but it was almost. And, you know, it's kind of rare on the Delaware coast.
A nor'easter. A nor'easter, tropical storm. What was it?
Yeah, it was one of the above. I mean, no one really knows for sure just because it was
No one knows. Ken, they don't even know the name of the storm. The storms weren't even named yet, Ken.
For all intensive purposes, though, we're going to call it Hurricane Dan.
Yeah,
Hurricane Double
Dan.
Double Dean.
Double, yeah.
Double Dean. Well, okay. Double Dean. Yeah,
okay, Double D. You're in the running. Stay tuned and you'll find out if you win.
Double Dean to talk about.
All right, Andy, it's time for us to deliver.
Is?
Yeah.
We don't want to take any more proposals.
We can take one more.
All
right. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mark from South Jersey. I got cut off.
Oh, I know. I hung up on you.
Yeah, Mark, you gotta be cool, man. When somebody hangs up on you, take the hint.
But Mark, you might win. We're gonna deliberate right now.
Yeah, you might be calling back, Mark. You just keep listening.
Okay. Keep listening. All right, Andy, we got less than 4 minutes to decide.
You got to love his enthusiasm, that Mark.
I do like that Mark.
He has a lot of Jack Kerouac stories. He'd already told us one.
Yeah.
He was doing the electric slide in a bar.
And it had a hooker in it.
And he was dancing with a hooker, and his friend came in.
Oh, I missed that. The friend came in?
His friend came in.
Whoa.
So it's a story about friendship and redemption. It has sex in it. It has music.
Do they go all the way?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'd have to vote for him. Bring him back. Let's review our choices, okay?
Michael, with the archiving websites.
Yeah, it's like a bad, lame TED Talk.
Yeah. Jeff from Baltimore with his proposal for a 9-day week. Not a 7-day week like we have now. 9 days.
I'd like to hear that proposal. I think that intrigues me.
Dan from Delaware and his tales of storms on the Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah.
And ads also, and Zen.
Yeah,
poems.
I'm going to say maybe to him as I cross his name off.
Sam the Appraiser will sing a medley of songs from Fiddler on the Roof. And it sounds
I did like the little snippet that we heard.
Oh, he sounded like he knew that song inside and out. See, if you ask people to sing If I Were a Rich Man, most people are going to go right to the yidle, didle, didle part. Not Sam the Appraiser.
No, he knows the whole bit.
Yeah, he went to the part where the czar comes and, you know, is questioning him, giving him, you know.
Well, it would be a problem that would cross a rabbi's eyes.
Enhanced interrogation.
Yeah, enhanced interrogation. And then we had Craig call.
Craig, with everything to do with turtles at Boy Scout camp.
And there's something about Craig. I don't trust that kid. I think he was doing a little character for us.
He was. He was doing a fake. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to cross him out.
Yeah.
Even though he knew what Weebelo stood for.
Yeah.
Then Mrs. G.G. singing, reciting the poem about Bonnie Parker, that Bonnie Parker wrote.
By Bonnie Parker.
By
Bonnie Parker.
Now, is that an epic poem? Will that last 7 minutes? That's my concern.
That's, I would say that's a 90-second poem, I'm afraid. Oh, it's a factor. It's a factor. It's a negative, factor.
That's no good. Steve was making really cool noises with a very sharp knife.
Yeah.
I like
it. You did like that?
Yeah.
And that's why your station is in the trouble it's in, Ken.
And then there's
Mark, the fact that you would consider that.
Mark from South Jersey and his on the road stories, including the one about the hooker.
Well, he's already told that one. I wonder if he would repeat that one. Well, I am curious about Jeff's proposal.
Me too.
About the two additional days.
I am too.
But do you think he could fill 7 minutes?
I don't know.
But it sounds like he's given it a lot of thought.
Yeah, he said 6 days of work. I don't like that.
Well, wait, but you didn't finish his proposal. 3 days off.
Yeah, but still 6 days of work in a row?
Well, I've seen you at work, Ken. What the hell do you care? What it means your nap will be a little shorter. You have to nap on the other couch. Okay.
Why would I have to switch couches?
Well, because you'll be at the office for 6 days and nap there. Okay. Or Mark and his
on the road
Jack Kerouac ish stories. So I guess it's between Jeff and Mark for me.
Yeah, I'd say so too.
Okay.
Should we have Pam weigh in? I think it's time. Yeah. It's time to begin. We're actually running out of time.
Oh, we've got. Let's get Pam real quick. Is she calling or are you dialing
out? No, I'm calling her.
Hey, my night is done. I can say goodnight, right?
Wait.
Wait, I can say goodnight because I'm handing it over to somebody.
We have to find who it is. It's either the 9-day week or on the road story.
Hello.
Hi, Pam. You're on the air, but
we're
running late. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Jeff from Baltimore with the 9-day week?
Hold on. Wait, what's happening?
No, we have no time. We have no
time.
Wait,
Pam, you haven't been listening, Pam?
I've been listening, but I'm like, I have a delay here, so.
Oh, she has a life.
Oh, yeah, turn off the radio.
I did.
It's either Jeff from Baltimore who has a plan about the 9-day week, or it's Mark from South Jersey who has lots of stories about being on the road.
Mark.
Okay, thank you, Pam.
Okay,
President Pam, everybody. Mark from South Jersey, call back. You are the winner.
But what if he doesn't call back? There's a
then we're screwed.
We should have kept everyone on hold.
We couldn't possibly keep everyone on hold. We only have a few lines. So, yeah, Mark from South Jersey, you win. Call back now, 201-209-9368. Mark from South Jersey, the winner of tonight's Fatally Flawed contest. Why Fatally Flawed? Because Mark's not calling back. Maybe if I stare harder at the switchboard.
Wait, no, we got to get our runner-up in. Would Jeff call? Wait, let's give Mark another 20 seconds.
Mark?
Mark, hit redial, son.
Maybe he was angry because I said I hung up on him. But I didn't really hang up on him.
Mark, you have another 10 seconds to hit redial. Okay, is Jeff in the wings? Jeff, get ready.
Nobody's,
Jeff, you're almost up.
Nobody's in the wings.
No. Okay, Jeff, you're up. This
Go
is
ahead,
your
Jeff.
Moment to shine. It's your moment to shine. Hit
Jeff,
redial.
Jeff from Baltimore, we want to hear. Okay.
So wait,
hi,
so
you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Pam. Get Jeff to call in.
Okay.
Yeah, we will.
Thanks,
we are,
Pam.
We are.
Hi, it's you're like on the air. Who's this?
It's like the understudy.
This is
going
Jeff
on.
Doing my duty as the second runner-up, like,
yes,
you know, Miss America steps aside. I'll wait for Mark, but I'm letting you know
no,
I'm here.
No, Jeff, you go. Go. Start.
You're going out there with nobody. You're coming back.
And Andy,
star.
Andy, you are off the hook. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye, Jeff. Good luck, Jeff.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Bye,
the show is all yours.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
No, Mark.
Go ahead, Jeff. You're on.
All right, so here we go. Now, everything begins with the arbitrary nature of a week being 7 days. Why is it 7 days? It's something to do with Babylonians started all this. I don't know. There's no really solid reason for it. Why do we have this 5-day work week and then a weekend? It's all very arbitrary. So there's a lot we can do here. So there's been a couple of proposals where somebody added 1 day, like make it an 8-day week, but not me. I decided to go with 2. Because when there's something arbitrary, you realize, like, there's really no, you can just do whatever you want. It kind of all started when I first discovered the arbitrary nature of the scoop. Because I was seeing that you could get, like, these 2 scoops of raisins in a box of cereal. And I thought, wait a minute, what if you made the scoop relatively smaller? You could actually get 3 scoops of raisins without actually adding any more raisins. And I thought the big cereal companies would like this idea. I was like, if you just go with my relatively smaller raisin scoop, you could add, you get a whole extra scoop of raisins without adding any more raisins. You get 3 scoops. Anyway, but that's just the arbitrary size of a scoop. But it got me thinking about a lot of arbitrary things. And then the week was my next one that I began to tackle. Now, here's how it's going to go. The 2 days that I have proposed adding are Law Day and Due Day. Now, I'm pretty sure I know where they're going to go except for Due Day. So let's just get to the basic mechanics here. We've got Sunday, Monday, Law Day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Due Day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So right there in that one, I've got Due Day falling between Thursday and Friday. But there's also a very strong case to be made for adding Due Day between Friday and Saturday. There we would go with Sunday, Monday, Law Day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Due Day, Saturday, Sunday. That's kind of – so that can still be decided. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Now, here's how a couple of other things will work as far as this working and weekend and everything. It's going to be, you're going to have to work 6 days, but you're going to get 3 days off. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. It's not going to be 6 days in a row. So we're going to stagger the whole week so that everybody's, you're going to still have 2 weekend days where pretty much everyone who works a standard week will have both of these standard days off. So it's kind of like, you know, you plan your stuff that way. But then there's going to be like a floater day. Everybody kind of picks a floater among all the other days. So like if you wanted to go fishing, but not on a weekend when it's really crowded, you could do that. If you wanted to make doctor's appointments, do a little work around the house, you know, so you could work like 3 days, you get one of the days off and you work 2 more days. So and then maybe your sixth day will be somewhere else. So you're going to have to work. If you think about it, though, I know nobody wants to work 6 days, but you're getting a one-to-one deal. One more day for one more day of work for one more day off. That's a good deal because normally you only get 2 days for 5 days. So that's less than a one-to-one. That's either like a five to two, two to five. I don't really know. I can't do math on the fly like that, but it's not as good. So now you might be thinking, well, wait a minute. Why not just take both, add two more days and take them off? That's a good question. I wouldn't mind that. Is that reasonable? We do have to consider our economy and that people need to do stuff. I'm not going to go off on a whole tangent here about like universal basic income and things like that, and that we really shouldn't have to be working at all. That's kind of a very different thing. Now, looking at the clock, though, maybe I should, because I've got time to fill. Well, let's talk about how we can do our floaters here. Now, so let's say you want to have a day off that most other people are working. You could do some shopping. You could do things like that. How would you coordinate that with your employer? They probably will try to actually, see, here's the thing. I have a feeling employers are going to try to make you work a lot more. They're like, hey, can you come in? Like, wait a minute, that's my day off. Well, you know how that goes, but that happens anyway. Sometimes you got to work the weekends. Now, look, there's also a lot of people who generally work the weekends anyway. Like, you know, you're a server, a bartender, all this kind of stuff, you know, so this probably doesn't really make too much of a difference to them, but anyway, it should, because there's a couple of other implications here. Now, one thing that still remains to be figured out is how is this going to impact months? So if we wanted to have like if we're still going to have like 4 weeks in a month, then we're going to run out of months. Now, I'm not sure if months actually have any significance. I know a year has significance, like it's not arbitrary, right? I believe that's the Earth making a full rotation around the sun. Now, a day is also not arbitrary. That's one rotation of the Earth on its axis. But, a month, I might have to look this up. I think a month has something to do with the moon, maybe? Something like that? Is it lunar? I don't know. I know there's really no significance to 7 days in a week. So, what are we going to do about these months? That would have to be figured out. If we wanted to, I guess if we said, well, how many weeks would, let's see, if we had to divide 9 and get 365, how many weeks would that be in a year? I don't know, because I'm not good at math. But I know it would be less than 50, which I think is what we have now. Or is it 52? One of those is cards in. I always get, wait, one state, one's cards in a deck, and yeah, there's 52 weeks, or is it 50? Wait, let's see. 7 times 5 is 35 times 2, that's 300. Wait, 10. Oh, I don't know.
Thank you, Jeff from Baltimore. You did it.
I did it.
You
okay.
Did it. Good job.
Well, hey, hopefully I've persuaded someone, and if this works out, we'll change the world.
Thank you, Jeff. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you, President Pam. Thank you, Jeremiah Ventry McGee, for the newsletter. Please stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
You turned the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cents store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me. 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 Other words, hold my hand. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day. But before we walk away, I sincerely want to say I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart.